Well, I was lost, but now I am found. Blind, but now I see. Oh, one more time. This house, sweet glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Save a wretch like me. Thank you, Lord. Now I see one more time. Oh my, how sweet. Thank you, Lord. Oh, precious Savior. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Like me. Thank God. Thank God. I was lost, now I am found. Was blind, glory, now I see. Oh my, praise Him, thank Him, blessed be the name of the Lord. How we appreciate Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. I want to pray for
queremos orar.
Sister Fortune.
La hermana Fortune.
Her daughter was here this morning.
Su hija estaba aquí esta mañana.
Many, many problems.
Muchos problemas.
And needs a great, mighty deliverance.
Necesita una gran liberación.
And a new sister was here this morning.
Una nueva hermana que estaba con nosotros aquí esta mañana.
Yolanda Lawson.
La hermana Lawson.
She wants prayer for Uncle Chambers, Douglas Chambers.
Quiere oración por un tío de ella.
He's been missing for 5 months.
Está perdido por 5 meses.
Wants the church to pray.
Quiere que la iglesia que ore.
And our sister Brunhilda.
Y nuestra hermana Brunhilda.
She wants prayer for her brother Joey Rivera.
Oración por su hermano Joey Rivera.
Seems to have his own thoughts about the message.
Parece que tiene sus propios pensamientos del mensaje.
Has his own visions and things.
Sus propias visiones.
And he wants to go his way.
Y quiere ir por su propio camino.
She's thanking God for bringing her the way.
Ella le da gracias al Señor por traerla por el camino.
Now that she's in the way,
y ahora está en el camino.
She can pray for his deliverance.
Puede orar por su liberación.
Amen. She has power with
ella
God.
Tiene poder con Dios.
For her family, amen.
Con su familia.
Shall we bow our heads
inclinemos
and pray?
Nuestro rostro y orar.
Almighty God,
Dios Todopoderoso,
what an hour.
Qué hora.
What a time.
Qué tiempo.
The judgment is striking
los
everywhere.
Están cayendo por todo lugar.
The devil is a roaring lion.
El diablo es un león rugiendo.
Ripping through the people.
Rompiendo por el pueblo.
He's mad.
Él está enojado.
He's howling.
Está rabioso.
He's only got a short time.
Solo tiene un tiempo corto.
What thou doest, Satan, do it quickly.
Lo que hace Satanás, hazlo rápido.
And Lord God, thou has a short time.
Time.
But Elohim is on the scene.
Pero Elohim está en la escena.
Spoken word is here.
La palabra hablada
we
está aquí.
See it.
Padre, lo vemos.
We feel
lo
it.
Lo sentimos.
We express it.
Padre, lo expresamos.
We say it.
Lo decimos.
Satan, give it back.
Satanás, entrégalo.
We go out to Joey Rivera in the
vamos
name of the Lord.
Hermano Joey Rivera en el nombre del Señor.
We bust the exalted devil has him in a strong delusion that he has visions over the word. Hear ye him, the word comes first. The word is over the vision. Amen. Back to the Bible. Back to the Bible. Lord God, may you deliver our brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Glory.
Gloria.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Padre.
Wherever Timothy is
Padre,
at tonight,
donde sea que esté,
we send special prayers.
Padre,
Lord, God Almighty,
Dios
hallelujah, praise God. May you clothe him in his right
Padre,
mind. Turn
him
around,
bien.
Upside
Dale vuelta,
down.
De arriba abajo.
Hallelujah. May he contact
Padre, que haga
his mother or his
padre
father.
Y su padre.
Glory.
Gloria.
In the not too far distant future.
Padre, no, en el futuro no muy lejos.
Amen.
Amen.
May they receive a phone
Padre,
call.
Que reciba una llamada.
Daddy.
Papá,
mama, I'm
mamá,
lost.
Estoy perdido.
Come get me, help
Ven y búscame, ayúdame.
Oh, hallelujah.
Gloria.
Thou knows how to do it.
Padre, tú sabes cómo
Glory
hacerlo.
To God, amen. Lord God, we pray for Sister Fortune's daughter.
Oramos para la,
in the name of Jesus, Fortune, Loretta Franklin.
En el nombre de
oh, God, turn around.
Padre, dale vuelta
stir
ella.
Her up.
Padre,
her mother's praying for her
Padre.
Salvation.
Padre, por su
oh, God, bring her into the
Padre,
fold.
Tráela al rebaño.
There's people standing here tonight
Hay gente aquí para
that have all kinds of prayers
crossing
their heart. Lord
oraciones?
God, may you
Señor,
answer every
Padre,
one of them.
Cada uno de
Praise God.
Gloria.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
What a night this is.
¿Qué noche es esta?
The confirmation
la
of the word.
De la palabra.
The outpouring of the
El
Holy Spirit.
Del Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus
Padre,
Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
May our requests
Padre, que yo,
be granted.
Que nuestras peticiones sean
for we ask it in Jesus'
porque
name.
Lo pedimos en nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you open your Bibles, please?
Abran su Biblia, por favor.
St. John,
Juan,
the fifth chapter.
Cinco.
Verse
17.
Amen. Reads on this wise.
Lea así.
And Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.
Y Jesús les respondió, Mi Padre hasta ahora trabaja, y yo trabajo.
Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
Por esto los judíos aún más procuraban matarle, porque no solo quebrantaba el día de reposo, sino que también decía que Dios era su propio Padre, haciéndose igual a Dios.
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise.
Respondió entonces Jesús y les dijo, de cierto os digo, no puede el Hijo hacer nada por sí mismo, sino lo que ve hacer el Padre, porque todo lo que el Padre hace también lo hace el Hijo igualmente.
For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel.
Porque el Padre ama al Hijo, y le muestra todas las cosas que él hace, y mayores obras que esta le mostrará, de modo que vosotros maravilléis.
St. John 7:37.
Juan 7:37.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
En el último día, el gran día de la fiesta, Jesús se puso en pie y alzó la voz, diciendo, Si alguno tiene sed, venga a mí y beba.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
El que cree en mí, como dice la escritura, de su interior correrán ríos de agua viva.
St. John 14:12.
Juan 14:12.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
De cierto os digo, el que cree en mí, las obras que yo hago, él las hará también, y aún mayores hará, porque yo voy al Padre.
Amen. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
May the Lord have a blessing, read of his word.
Señor bendiga su palabra.
Just here tonight.
Aquí esta noche.
Just to nail down these things. And bring some spoken word promises to you.
Y traerle unas promesas a la palabra hablada.
Show you where they're laying at.
Mostrarle a dónde están.
These promises are for you.
Estas promesas son para ti.
For you young men.
Para ustedes jóvenes.
Amen. This is your promises.
Estas son tus promesas.
It goes with your new position.
Va con tu nueva posición.
Amen. You already received the Holy Ghost
ya
before the foundation
el Espíritu
of the world.
Santo ante la fundación del mundo.
So therefore, but you got to know your position.
Así tiene que conocer su posición.
The Holy Ghost is coming.
El Espíritu Santo viene.
Amen. Like John the Baptist.
Como Juan el Bautista.
He had a message.
Tenía un mensaje.
But he had faith in
Pero
his message.
Fe en su mensaje.
He had to speak it before
tenía
it even
que
happened.
Hablarlo antes de suceder.
There's one standing among you.
Y hay uno entre vosotros.
That's the way you got to be tonight.
Así es que como es que tiene que ser esta noche.
Amen. So a little thought tonight.
Un pensamiento esta noche.
My Father worketh hitherto and I work.
Mi Padre trabaja y yo trabajo.
Amen. Tonight we have the tape about 30 minutes.
Esta noche tenemos una cinta como 30 minutos.
Hear ye him.
A él oíd.
March 13, 1960.
Marzo 13, 1960. Phoenix, Arizona.
I'm just going to play the main portion.
Voy a tocar la porción mayor.
The portion that explains you your position.
La parte que te explica su posición.
The young men of this morning's message.
El joven de esta mañana.
Are about ready to enter into this place of trying.
Listo para entrar en este lugar de prueba.
The adoption season is here.
La temporada de la adopción está aquí.
There is a sanctified people ready.
Hay un pueblo santificado y listo.
For the new birth.
Para el nuevo nacimiento.
Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Para el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. And our brother Nino and sister Madeline,
hermano Nino y hermana Madeline,
representing the ministry,
representa el ministerio,
have come from little children walking,
han venido de hijitos
and
caminando
talking,
y hablando,
ripening in the sun,
madurando en el sol,
and others in here also,
y otros aquí también,
different ones in here, brother Garcia, and different
hermano
ones
Garcia,
in here, all you people
aquí,
here,
todos ustedes, gente,
you've been ripening,
han estado madurando,
you've been walking and
caminando,
talking,
hablando,
but now you're being placed,
pero ahora son posicionados,
as a young man,
como un joven,
now you're ready,
ahora están listos,
pray all you that have the Holy Ghost in here.
Todo que tienen el Espíritu Santo aquí.
I'm placing you tonight in your position.
Estoy poniendo en su posición esta noche.
Be no more children tossed to and fro.
Tirado al lado a lado.
All kind of winds of doctrine.
Toda clase de viento de doctrina.
Always wondering if the pastor is wrong
siempre,
first and maybe the person is right.
Siempre pensando que si el pastor está equivocado.
Amen.
Otra persona
so
está
you
bien.
Come, you're leaving that.
Ve. Van a dejar eso.
All these years, somebody say something.
Todos estos años, alguien dice algo.
They want to see if I'm right or
entonces,
they're right.
Ver si
amen.
Ellos
the word
correcto,
of God
si
is right.
La palabra de Dios está
know
correcta.
Him from the beginning.
De conocerle a él desde el principio.
No more tossed to and fro.
No más tirado al lado a lado.
Looking at people's persons.
Mirando la
finish with.
Entonces,
no more little children walking
no
around.
Hijito,
no more Pentecostal babies.
No va a beber Pentecostal.
A new season is here.
Una temporada nueva está aquí.
The season has changed.
La temporada ha cambiado.
From maturing for 16 years.
Madurando por 16 años.
From ripening.
De madurando.
From going on.
De siguiendo.
Amen. 1
Corinthians 2:6.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Pero hablamos sabiduría entre los que son perfectos.
This wisdom is for those that are mature.
Estos son para aquellos que son maduros.
When you receive the baptism of the Holy
cuando
Spirit,
recibe el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
you will go immediately into your place of trying.
Inmediatamente entrará su lugar de prueba.
So I'm bringing you the place.
Así le traigo un lugar.
And God's going to give you the Holy Ghost.
Y Dios te va a dar el Espíritu Santo.
But when you receive the Holy Ghost,
pero cuando recibe el Espíritu Santo,
you're not going back to ripening
no
for 16 years.
Para madurar por 16
you're
años.
A young man.
Eres un joven.
You have overcome the devils already. You know who you are.
¿Sabe quién eres?
You know where you're going.
¿Sabe a dónde va?
You don't have to be proud of the sing.
No
tiene
que ser
put your hand up and come on,
ponte
come
la mano,
on.
Levante las manos,
stop
a la
watching
señor.
Television.
De mirar la televisión.
All kind of, come on,
toda
Brother
clase,
Jim.
Venga,
get out of there.
Sal de ahí.
Get out of there.
Sal de ahí.
The Lord thy God call you tonight.
El Señor, tu Dios, te llama
stop
esta noche.
Fooling around.
Deja de jugar.
Or you be like that tree outside.
O sea, ese árbol allá afuera.
Uprooted, praise
God.
Every tree my heavenly father didn't plant.
Cada árbol que mi padre
he rooted up.
Él lo arrancará.
Praise God. Come on.
Vénganse.
God ain't playing with nobody in here.
No está jugando con nadie aquí.
Giving you a golden opportunity to hear the word of God.
Una oportunidad dorada para oír la palabra
de Dios. Brother, I'll meet you on judgment day.
Te encontraré el día de juicio.
Praise God. I'll tell you.
Y yo
oh,
te digo,
yes, you did.
Oh, sí,
I preached to you.
Y yo te prediqué
I'll tell
a
you
ti.
The day and the night and the time
noche,
and everything else.
Cada vez.
Yes, I will. I'll be
sí,
a witness.
Sí, seré un testigo.
So you better hear it tonight.
Así que óigalo esta
don't
noche.
You fool around no more.
No juegue más.
This is the day
este es el
of
día
your visitation.
De su visitación.
God ain't playing with nobody in here.
Dios no está jugando con nadie aquí.
Till you hear my voice hard, not your heart.
El día que oiga mi voz, no endurezca su corazón.
Amen.
Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost,
cuando recibe el Espíritu Santo,
you go immediately as a young man.
Inmediatamente entra como joven.
And you start pressing
entonces,
on.
Sigue adelante.
To be a father.
Para ser un padre.
To be adopted.
Para ser adoptado.
Don't you worry about your mistakes.
No te apures de sus errores.
Forget about the mistakes.
Olvídate de sus errores.
Stop looking behind you.
No mira por atrás.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not here to tell you about your mistakes.
Yo no estoy aquí para decirle de tus errores.
I'm here to tell you who you are.
Yo te voy a decir quién tú eres.
Glory.
Gloria.
As I was with Moses.
Como estaba con Moisés.
Praise his name.
Gloria.
Praise God. Page 5.
Página 5.
Paragraph 26.
Párrafo 26.
Now here's to you who are waiting to be placed.
Ahora, ustedes que están esperando ser posicionados.
Someone asked me some time ago.
Alguien me preguntó un tiempo atrás.
Shall we seek our gifts now for our ministry?
Buscaremos nuestros dones ahora para nuestro ministerio.
Some Methodist brethren who had just received the Holy Ghost.
Un hermano metodista que había recibido el Espíritu Santo.
I said, no, don't do that.
Dije, no, haga eso.
When you do, then God can't use you.
Cuando hace eso, entonces Dios no te puede usar.
I said,
yo dije,
the only thing to do is just go ahead being a Christian.
Lo único es que seguir siendo cristiano.
That's what I always tell the brothers.
Eso es lo que le digo a los hermanos.
I ain't trying to be a minister.
Yo no estoy tratando de ser un ministro.
I want to be in the bride
yo
first.
Quiero estar en la novia primero.
Then if I'm in the bride,
si estoy la novia,
I know I have a gift somewhere.
Yo sé que tengo un don por algún lugar.
Amen. Because Ephesians 4:7 says so.
Efesios 4:7 lo dice.
There's a grace of God for everybody in
hay
here.
La gracia de Dios para cada uno de ustedes aquí.
Some way put something for you.
Alguien puso,
to give all his children a gift.
Te puso algo.
So let me be in the bride.
Así, déjame estar en la novia.
Let me be a Christian.
Déjame ser un cristiano.
Let me be the best husband.
Déjame ser el mejor esposo.
The best father.
El mejor padre.
The best brother.
El mejor hermano.
A Christian.
Un cristiano.
Then God
entonces, Dios,
will find a place for my gift.
Entonces encuentro un lugar para mi don.
Shaw. Coop and Dob. Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry about the gift.
No me apuro
get the life first.
Obtenga la vida primero.
Amen. If God has called you,
si Dios te ha llamado,
he'll place you just exactly where you belong.
Te posicionará exactamente donde pertenece.
You'll be a tool for the harvest in the last days.
Será una herramienta para la siega el último día.
Usually,
casi siempre,
those who seek and try to get things,
eso trata que, aquellos que tratan de buscar algo,
if God would give them something,
si Dios le da algo,
they would more or less be a stuffed shirt.
Será una camisa almidonada.
I'm an elder, you know.
Yo soy un anciano, lo sabe.
I'm a deacon in the house of God.
Yo soy un diácono en la casa de Dios.
Usually that, the man that God calls is the man that's trying to run from him.
Casi siempre el Dios que el hombre que Dios llama siempre está corriendo.
If anything, Moses and Paul and different ones trying to get away from the call.
Moisés, Pablo y los demás tratando de apartarse del llamamiento.
But we find here that God, in spite of all the failure that Moses had done,
pero encontramos que Dios, a pesar de todos los fallos de Moisés,
he still had his hand on him.
Todavía tenía su mano sobre él.
And he called him to do to go do his service.
Y le llamó para hacer su servicio.
Called him into his commission.
Le llamó su comisión.
And what a consolation.
Y con qué consuelo.
Glory to God, amen.
Gloria.
That must have been to Joshua.
Eso fue que quizás fue como Josué.
When he heard God say,
cuando oyó Dios decir,
as I was with Moses, so will I be with you.
Como estuve con Moisés, así estaré contigo.
Although if I am trying and I fail,
aunque yo trato y fallo,
God won't leave me.
Dios no me dejará.
I don't have much confidence in anybody that's too afraid to do anything.
No tengo mucha confianza en alguien que tiene temor a hacer
algo. So you make mistakes, so what? But do it.
Si hace un error, ¿qué importa? Hazlo.
That's why I try to train the ministers here and the deacons. Do the job.
Hazle trabajo, yo trato
amen.
Entrenarte.
Don't worry about the mistakes. God take care of the mistakes.
No te apures los errores. Dios se cuida de
as
eso.
Long as your heart is honest.
Mientras tu corazón es
I'm
honrado,
looking at the honesty in your heart.
Yo busco la honrada
trying
de tu corazón.
To achieve something for the kingdom of God.
Quiero hacer algo para el reino de Dios.
I don't care about them old backbites that look what the deacon did.
Mira, lo que hizo el diácono.
He spoke mean to me. I don't care about him.
No, ellos no me importa,
I'm
ellos.
Talking about that deacon that's doing his job.
Hazle trabajo bien.
God didn't even think about that old critic.
Yo no me pongo ni pienso
he wants
esa crítico.
That deacon to be a policeman. Amen.
Amen.
He wants Brother Nino to preach the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Gloria.
Glory. Amen. But I don't do much. I don't have much confidence in anybody that's too afraid to do anything.
No tengo mucha confianza en alguien que tiene temor a hacer algo.
I would rather be found a failure.
Mejor me encuentro un fallo.
Than too lazy to try.
De muy bajo de tratar de hacerlo.
Amen.
Amen.
One time it was said that the Ballad and Ballad Flower Company.
Una vez en una compañía.
Hired a man and he was going to sign his name.
Tomaron un hombre y le iba a firmar su nombre.
And the man had no eraser on the end of his pencil.
El hombre no tenía para borrar quizás con el lápiz.
And Mr. Ballard said to him,
el hombre le dijo,
why haven't you got an eraser?
¿Por qué no tiene algo para borrar el nombre ahí?
He said, I don't make no mistakes.
Y él dijo, yo no hago errores.
Then the boss said,
entonces el jefe dijo,
then I can't use you.
Entonces no te puedo usar.
Because if you make mistakes,
porque si hace un error,
if you don't make mistakes,
si no hace errores,
you won't do nothing.
No hará nada.
That's true.
So verdad,
because you'll be afraid you might make a mistake.
Porque quizás tiene temor que va a hacer un
fallo. So you ain't gonna do nothing.
Entonces no va a hacer nada.
Praise God. Because you want to say, I didn't do that,
porque
I didn't do this,
no
and
eso,
I didn't do that.
No
see?
Ve?
I didn't do nothing. Oh, yeah, you
yo
didn't,
no
huh?
Sí, no, lo
look what he did, look
mira
what she did,
hizo,
but I didn't do
aquel
it.
Hizo, pero yo no hice nada.
Oh, praise God, amen. We know those spirits.
Usted conoce ese espíritu.
We met them in heaven before.
Lo encontramos en el cielo antes.
They were cleaning the house tonight, huh?
Limpiando la casa esta noche.
Page 6.
Vaina 6.
God don't hold you responsible for your mistakes.
Dios no te aguanta a ti responsable por sus errores.
He holds you responsible for your willful sin.
Él te aguanta responsable por su pecado voluntario.
He that sins willfully after he has received the knowledge of the truth.
Él que peca voluntariamente después que ha recibido la verdad.
Amen. Because he holds these people that come in here and came against the message.
Esta gente que vinieron aquí contra el mensaje.
He don't hold me responsible for trying to correct them.
Él no me mantiene a mí responsable por tratar de corregirlo.
Sha.
Amen.
Coop and Dabba. I could have made a million mistakes.
Yo puedo hacer muchos errores.
And trying to correct them.
Tratando de corregirlo.
But God will hold me responsible.
Pero Dios me mantiene a mí responsable.
He wants me to stay with
no,
that
él
word.
Dijo, quédate con esa palabra.
But if they willfully come against it,
pero si voluntariamente vienen en contra,
then they're guilty.
Entonces ellos son culpables.
Amen, Brother Nino. Preach the word. Oh, the critics is backing up tonight. My God is separating them. Amen.
Dios le está separando.
Because they begin to understand the word.
Porque están comenzando a entender la palabra.
Oh, praise his wonderful name.
Gloria.
He holds you responsible for your willful sin.
Te mantiene a ti responsable por su pecado voluntario.
He that sins willfully after he has received the knowledge of the truth.
El que peca voluntariamente después que ha recibido conocimiento de la verdad.
Now catch this, you young men that's going to do a work for the Lord tonight.
Capte esto, ustedes jóvenes que van a hacer una obra para el Señor.
But a man that's going to do something,
pero hombre que va a hacer algo,
is going to blunder.
Va a hacer errores.
He's going to fall.
Se va a caer.
He's going to make mistakes.
Va a hacer errores.
But if he is really divinely called,
pero si divinamente es llamado,
and God in his heart,
y Dios en su corazón,
he will rise again.
Se levantará otra vez.
Amen, brothers.
Amen, hermanos.
He will rise again.
Se levantará otra vez.
If there's a call deep down in his soul,
si hay un llamamiento
that
en su
holy
alma,
hush,
ese santo quietud,
cannot, ain't enough mistakes,
no hay suficientes errores
in the world to stop
en el mundo
that holy
parar.
Hush. Amen, Brother George. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Come on, brother. Shah. I believe in restoration. I believe in reconciliation.
Yo creo en la restauración.
There's many have fallen in
muchos
here.
Aquí que han caído.
But don't stay down
pero
there.
No te queda allá abajo.
Get up from there.
Levántate de ahí.
Anyone that has fallen.
Cualquiera que se cayó.
God is able to keep
Dios
you.
Es capaz de mantenerte.
Hallelujah. All you want to feel that you failed God.
Que se siente que han fallado a Dios.
You didn't fail God.
Tú no fallaste a Dios.
God. It was all pre-planned.
Todo fue arreglado antes.
To see if you get knocked
para
down.
Ver si te podía tumbar.
But get up from there.
Y levantarte de ahí.
You're a child of the king.
Tú eres un hijo del rey.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're free.
Eres libre.
And praise his name. Used to be coming to church here years ago.
Venía aquí en la iglesia años atrás.
And they may be here this morning.
Están aquí esta mañana.
A little man and his wife.
Un hombrecito y su esposa.
They used to sing a song that thrilled me.
Cantaba una canción que me gozaba.
Go something like this.
Va algo como así.
Forgive me, Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
And try me one more time.
Y pruébame una vez más.
I'll be yours.
Yo seré tuyo.
If you will be mine.
Si tú serás mío.
If I fall.
Si me caigo.
Or if I fail.
O si fallo.
Let me rise and try again.
Déjame levantarme y tratar otra
Hallelujah.
Vez.
Hey, forgive me, Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
And try me one more time.
Pruébame una vez más.
There it is. That's
Ahí
your
está.
Song.
Esa es tu canción.
That's the song in your
Esa es la
on your lips tonight. Lord, if I fail.
Señor, si fallo.
Hallelujah. Try me
Hallelujah.
Again.
Pruébame otra vez.
Again.
Otra vez.
Again.
Otra vez.
Again.
Otra vez.
One more time.
Una vez más.
Praise God, amen. Everybody in here, the Son of Man set you free.
El Hijo del Hombre está hecho libre.
We all make mistakes.
Todos hacemos errores.
But God's got a blood atonement.
Pero Dios tiene una expiación de sangre.
Don't let the devil pollute your mind.
No deje que el diablo te contamine la mente.
You were predestinated.
Tú fuiste predestinado.
From the foundation of the
Ante
world.
La fundación del mundo.
Praise God. My. Hallelujah. Tremendo.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I like that.
Me gusta eso.
For any good soldier,
si es un buen soldado,
is apt to get wounded or hurt.
Se va a herir y caer.
But if he's still a soldier,
pero si todavía es soldado,
and got a purpose,
y tiene un propósito,
and something to fight for,
y algo para que pelear,
he'll rise and try
se
again.
Se levantará y tratará otra vez.
Any good soldier of the cross,
cualquier buen soldado de la cruz,
will do the same thing.
Hará lo mismo, la misma cosa.
And to Joshua,
y a Josué,
the new commander of the army,
el nuevo comandante del ejército,
after Moses had passed on,
después que Moisés se fue,
seeing that God stayed with him in his mistakes,
viendo que Dios se siguió con él en sus errores,
he held his commission up.
Mantuvo su comisión.
No matter what Moses done,
no importa lo que Moisés hizo,
it was Moses' office that God respected.
Era el oficio de Moisés que Dios respetó.
He was a prophet.
Era profeta.
Look at Abraham lying.
Mira Abraham mintiendo.
He was above all the prophets.
Era sobre todos los profetas.
He was really more than any prophet they had.
Fue más que cualquier profeta que tuvieron.
When his own sister laughed at him for marrying an Ethiopian girl.
Cuando su propia hermana se burló de él por casarse con una mujer de una Etiope.
He called them together and he said, "Don't you fear God?
Le llamó y dijo, no temas a Dios.
If there be one among you who is spiritual or prophet,
si hay uno entre vosotros que espiritual o profeta,
I'll speak to him in visions and make myself known to him in dreams.
Yo le hablaré a él y me descubriré en sueños.
But not so with Moses.
Pero no con Moisés.
I speak lip to ear with him.
Le hablo labio a oído a él.
Don't you fear God?
No temas a Dios.
See, that's not a good thing.
Ves una cosa buena.
To tramp on God's people.
De pisotear el pueblo de Dios.
You hurt him when you do so.
Le hiere a él cuando lo hace.
Don't get that.
No se olvide eso.
God had commissioned Moses.
Dios comisionó a Moisés.
His failures meant nothing.
Su fallo significaba nada.
God knew his heart.
Dios conocía su corazón.
Oh, praise God tonight.
Esta noche.
Amen. So we're happy tonight.
Así estamos contentos esta noche.
If I fail,
si me fallo,
or if I fall,
o si me caigo,
or if I fail,
o si fallo,
let me rise and try again.
Déjame levantar y a tratarlo otra vez.
Forgive me, O Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
And try me one more
y
time.
Pruébame una vez más.
Lord, I want to be a young man.
Quiero ser un joven.
To be tried one more
ser
time.
Probado una vez más.
Amen.
Amen.
So praise God. Amen. God knows your hearts.
Dios conoce su corazón.
Oh my, what a commission, huh?
Qué comisión, ¿eh?
Praise God. Invisible Union of the Bride.
Unión invisible de la novia.
God is calling you tonight.
Dios te está llamando esta noche.
God's calling young men tonight.
Dios te está llamando jóvenes esta noche.
To walk in Jesus' footsteps.
Para caminar en las huellas de Jesús.
Amen. Page 38, Invisible Union of the Bride.
Unión invisible de la novia.
The call of the Holy Spirit searching their hearts.
El Espíritu Santo escrudiñando los corazones.
You're standing completely.
Tu posición es completamente.
You never sinned in the first place.
Nunca pecaste en el principio.
God don't even know about it.
Dios ni sabe de eso.
It's in the sea of forgetfulness.
Está en el mar del olvido.
You never did it.
Nunca lo hiciste.
You were accused of it by the accusers.
Son acusados.
But really, from the beginning, you were predestinated to be a son and daughter of God.
Pero desde el principio era predestinado a ser hijo e hija de Dios.
You are Mary and James and John and so forth, of Johnson and Jackson and so forth.
Son María y Juan de
Amen. That's the earthly family.
Esa es la familia terrestre.
But see, you're not from these
Pero
families.
Ven, no son de esta familia.
You're from your father.
Son de su padre.
He only let you come through the flesh.
Él solo te dejó venir por la carne.
But you're going back to where
Pero
you come
vas a regresar
from.
A donde viniste.
Amen. My, you're going to meet all your family in heaven.
Tú eres de tu familia en el cielo.
All your brothers and sisters on the other side.
Todos sus hermanos están en el otro lado.
All the genes and the germs.
Todos los genes y gérmenes.
Of Elohim.
De Elohim.
Oh, praise. What a faith. Amen. Joseph of Belomo. Amen.
José del Belomo.
Praise God. You're standing, you're predestinated to be a son and daughter of God.
Son predestinados a ser hijo e hija de Dios.
You're standing there washed.
Están ahí lavados.
And your old book of divorce man is put away and is dead.
Y su antiguo libro de divorcio está muerto.
That's why you got to separate.
Por eso te tiene que separar.
From everything on the earth.
De todo en la tierra.
Understand now?
¿Entiende ahora?
People can't understand
la gente
that.
No pueden entender.
They say blood is thicker than water.
Dice la sangre es más pesada que el agua.
Whose blood?
La sangre de quién?
Well, I like to know. Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. Oh, you know what it's all about. Washing the blood, precious, virtuous, sinless.
Lavada en la sangre preciosa, sin pecado.
Amen. Unadulterated bride, word that he washed by the water of his own blood.
La novia ni adulterada, lavada en su sangre de su palabra.
That became flesh and manifested.
Que llegó a ser carne y manifestado.
That he might take you.
Para que él te pueda tomar.
Which were predestinated.
La cual fueron predestinados.
In the bosom of the Father before the beginning.
En el seno del Padre antes del principio.
Before the beginning.
Antes
Amen.
Del principio.
It's all over the place.
Está
Amen.
Por todo lugar.
He was that great attribute of God called love.
Él fue ese gran atributo de Dios.
Here's what I'm trying
amor.
To get to right here.
Aquí es que estoy tratando de llegar.
Well, whatever you are,
lo que tú seas,
you are servants of God.
Eres servicio de Dios.
Whatever God wants you to do,
lo que Dios quiera que tú hagas,
where your place is,
donde tu posición es,
God placed in the church,
Dios puso en la iglesia,
some apostles,
algunos apóstoles,
some prophets,
profetas,
and teachers and
maestros,
pastors.
Pastores.
He placed it by virtue of his own predestination.
Lo puso por virtud de su predestinación.
And you were there to begin with.
Y ustedes eran eso de comenzar.
You only have to find your place.
Solo tenés que encontrar su posición.
What it's all about, find your place.
Es, amigo, encontrar su posición.
When you get your place,
cuando llegas tú ahí,
all the power in heaven
todo el poder
and earth,
en el cielo
heaven
la tierra
is with you.
Está contigo.
Oh my. You were that to begin with.
Eres de eso desde el principio.
I was always the pastor of
yo
New York.
Siempre era pastor de Nueva York.
Way back before the foundation
ante
of the
la fundación
world.
Del mundo.
Amen. Always was.
Siempre era.
Amen. Brother Garcia always
Amen.
Was an elder
Garcia,
here.
Siempre un anciano.
Brother Nino always was an elder here.
Hermano
always.
Siempre
was.
Era anciano.
Oh, hallelujah. These deacons always
estos
was.
Diáconos siempre eran.
Amen. Brother Quiñones always was here. He was hiding down in Fort Apache. Amen. God would have yanked him out of there, put him down in New Jersey,
Amen.
And we brought him right back to New York.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Lino. Amen. Praise God. All of you officers, you deacons, everybody, you always was.
Siempre era.
Glory to God. Amen, Brother Junior.
Amen.
Young minister in training
Ministro
always was. Brother
era.
Joey always was.
Right
all here.
Siempre.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We praise God for these deacons,
alabamos
huh?
A Dios por estos diáconos.
We got the greatest deacons in the world.
De lo mejor diácono en todo el mundo.
Amen. Cha. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. So the church is set in order.
La iglesia está puesta en orden.
And as soon as that tree was rooted up out there.
Y tan pronto que ese árbol allá fue arraigado.
Amen. Brother Carl immediately got into action.
Hermano Carl se puso en acción.
Although he didn't worry about now, I'm supposed to have that chicken dinner and
él
stuff.
Él no se apuró del pollo que tenía que comer.
Amen. That really hurt him too, you
ese
know.
Ese le dolió también, ¿sabes?
Amen. Praise God. But he went to get his chainsaw.
Pero fue a buscar la
máquina. Amen. Put on his work clothes.
Se puso su ropa de trabajo.
And Brother Bob and Brother Harry and Brother Dufty. While you were having a good time.
Ustedes tienen un buen tiempo.
They were sawing down that tree
estaban
out there.
Cortando ese árbol allá afuera.
Taking care of the house of God.
Cuidando la casa de Dios.
That's our deacons.
Esos son nuestros diáconos.
Praise God. Amen. I didn't have to say one word. I didn't have to say, deacons, please
no
get
diácono,
the tree
por favor,
out.
Saque el árbol.
Amen. Praise amen. God, amen, Brother Carl. Amen. They know what they're doing.
Ellos saben lo que hacen.
They were up before the foundation of the
eran
world.
Ante la fundación del mundo.
Amen. So we thank God for our brothers.
Así le damos gracias a Dios
oh,
por nuestros
what
hermanos.
A sign.
Oh, qué señal.
Right on the corner.
Ahí en la esquina.
What happened on the corner of 70th Avenue and Lubert Street?
¿Qué sucedió en la esquina de
my,
calle B?
My, God uprooted a tree.
Dios arraigó el árbol.
And showed the rotten roots.
Mostró los raíces podridas.
From the bottom up, right on up through the top.
De arriba hasta, de abajo hasta arriba.
Take heed how you hear.
Dome oído como oiga.
This is that fourth year.
Ese es el cuarto año.
Right on December 6th.
Ahí en diciembre 6.
On the last message.
El último mensaje.
Seventh message.
Séptimo mensaje.
Everything winding up.
Todo terminando.
To know him from the beginning.
Conocerle a él desde el principio.
And just as I was saying that the fathers.
Y como estaba diciendo los padres.
Go way back into the roots.
Van hasta los raíces.
At the same time.
El mismo tiempo.
The Heavenly Father was rooting up a dead tree.
El Padre Celestial estaba arraigando un árbol muerto.
Same time.
Al mismo tiempo.
He was taking you way back before the foundation.
Estaba llevando ante la fundación.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because he chose you.
Porque él te escogió.
He ordained you.
Él te ordenó.
To bring forth fruit.
Para traer fruto.
Amen. What a sign.
¿Qué señal?
There's a dead tree.
Ahí está el árbol muerto.
Here's the live tree.
Aquí está el árbol vivo.
Flapping, praise God. Amen. My. Amen. Oh, a sign of the fruitless tree.
Una señal del árbol sin fruto.
And what a sign of the fruit today.
Y qué señal del fruto hoy.
And if it bear fruit.
Y si hay tra fruto.
Well,
bien,
good.
Está bien.
And if not,
y si no,
then after that,
entonces después de eso,
next year,
el próximo año,
shall cut it down.
La cortará.
What a sign.
¿Qué señal?
Let me prophesy.
Déjame profetizar.
For 1982,
en 1982,
there's a sign on the corner.
Ahí está una señal en la esquina.
And there'll be a sign in here.
Habrá una señal aquí.
There's a rotten tree out
ahí
there, a sign
afuera,
of what remains.
De lo que es.
But in here's a tree of
pero
life.
Aquí hay un árbol de vida.
I will restore,
lo restauraré,
saith the Lord.
Dice el Señor.
There's a bright tree,
árbol de la novia,
in the house of God.
En la casa de Dios.
Oh, hallelujah, praise God. What a sign.
¿Qué señal?
My, my, my. So I implore you,
así les digo,
make the tree good for 1982.
Hacer el árbol bueno para el 82.
So we appreciate our officers.
Así apreciamos todos nuestros
Brother
oficiales, Nino,
and his family,
familia, amen.
His elder and Brother
Garcia,
his wife and family,
y familia,
our deacons,
nuestros diáconos,
Brother Frank and Bob and Harry,
Frankie, Bobby, Harry,
and Carl and Joey,
Carl,
amen.
Y Joey.
The ushers,
los sugieres,
the tape room, the song
los
leaders,
cánticos.
Amen. Oh, praise God, the
Gloria.
Spanish interpreters.
Los intérpretes español.
Amen. We appreciate Brother Lino.
Apreciamos hermano Lino.
Amen, Brother Lino, they appreciate you. Brother Lino's trying to get it. Amen. You get it. Amen. Stay in there. Brother Jose was trying to get it too. Amen. But suddenly on April 4th, he got it.
Pero abril 4 lo recibió.
That's the way it goes.
Así es que va.
So as I was with Moses.
Así como estuve con Moisés.
Oh my, I'm going to put that tape on there. I'm going to hurry up.
Ahora?
Amen. Something I want to read here.
Algo que quería leer.
As I was with Moses.
Como estuve con Moisés.
Well, here it is here.
Aquí está.
And the church organization,
en la organización de iglesia,
has failed.
Ha fallado.
They will not take the church over.
No tomarán la iglesia.
God will raise up a new system.
Dios levantará un nuevo sistema.
An interdenominational system.
Un sistema interdenominacional.
By the power of God.
Por el poder de Dios.
That will take the church into the promised land.
Que tomará la iglesia la tierra prometida.
And that's why I named this church the local Christian Assembly.
Por eso llamé esta iglesia la iglesia local cristiana.
In 1962,
en el 62,
I said by faith,
yo dije por fe,
we are the Christians in New York.
Nosotros somos los cristianos en Nueva York.
We are the local Christians.
Ellos son los cristianos locales.
By faith.
Por
amen.
Fe.
Praise God. Here you are. Amen.
Y aquí están.
You come out of these organizations.
Salieron de estas organizaciones.
Amen. And so therefore organizations and denominations are messed up.
Organizaciones y
denominaciones has messed it up.
Lo han fallado.
Each one after their own theology.
Cada uno tras su propia teología.
Each one after their own way of thinking.
Tras su propio pensamiento.
But God will take his Holy Spirit.
Pero Dios tomará su Santo Espíritu.
And raise his Joshua.
Y levantará su Josué.
That will take the church to the promise.
Que tomará la iglesia la promesa.
With no denominational strings tied anywhere.
Sin ningunos cordones de denominación.
But will take over his church.
Pero tomará su iglesia.
And Ephesians 4,
Efesios 4
is the Joshua ministry.
Es el ministerio de Josué.
Not the man,
no el hombre,
but the ministry of Jesus
el
Christ.
Ministerio de Jesucristo.
To take the church over.
Para llevar la iglesia.
There we are, friends.
Ahí estamos, amigos.
How do we go over there?
¿Cómo llevamos allá?
Here's the order.
Aquí está el orden.
Page 13.
Página 13.
Watch what Joshua did.
Vele lo que hizo Josué.
What did he put first?
¿Qué puso primero?
The clergy.
Los sacerdocios?
No, sir.
No, señor.
He put the word first.
Puso la palabra primero.
Said, take the ark.
Toma el arca.
All you priests.
Ustedes sacerdotes.
Stay away from it.
Apártese.
Get behind it.
Póngase detrás.
Don't try to lead it.
No trate de guiarlo a él.
Let it lead you.
Deje que él te guíe.
That's the trouble today.
Eso es el problema hoy.
We try to get ahead of the word.
Tratamos de ir adelante la palabra.
And bypass.
Y sobrepasar.
And make the word to fit this.
Y hacer la palabra que quepa esto.
And the word to fit that.
Y que la palabra quepa aquello.
Bless your hearts.
Bendiga sus corazones.
What we need today is follow the word.
Lo que necesitamos hoy es seguir la palabra.
The word led the way.
La palabra guió el camino.
When it got to the Jordan.
Cuando llegó a Jordán.
She opened up.
Se abrió.
And they went over.
Y subieron.
His first campaign.
El primera campaña.
He put first things first.
Puso las cosas primero.
He had a reason for that.
Tenía razón para hacer
he
eso.
Had a reason.
Tenía una razón.
Because God commissioned him.
Porque Dios le comisionó.
Stay with the word.
Quédate con la palabra.
Let the word do it.
Deja que la palabra lo haga.
Every campaign.
Cada campaña.
They went forth in the battle.
Salieron a la batalla.
Because God had charged him to put the ark first.
Porque Dios le había cargado ponerle el arca primero.
After the ark went forth.
Después que el arca salió.
What went forth then?
¿Qué salió después?
Singing.
Cantos.
Players of instruments.
Tocadores de instrumentos.
Before the fight took place. Hallelujah.
Antes de la pelea.
That's what we need today.
Eso es lo que necesitamos hoy.
What we had this morning.
Lo que tuvimos esta mañana.
Singers.
Cánticos.
Instruments.
Instrumentos.
Playing music.
Tocando música.
Rejoicing.
Regocijo.
Then put the word first.
Entonces la palabra.
That's why Brother Joy said, come on and sing.
Dice, cante.
Rejoice.
Regocíjate.
Then the word comes.
Entonces la palabra viene.
But they won't sing.
Pero no cantan.
Oh, praise God. Then the battle, see?
Entonces la batalla,
then
ve?
Put the word first.
Poner la palabra primero.
Read the word.
Lee la palabra.
That's why I made you read the word.
Por eso te dice, lee la palabra.
For this weekend.
Por este fin de semana.
I knew what I was doing.
Yo sabía lo que hacía.
You ain't coming in here all wall-eyed,
entonces,
huh?
Van aquí,
amen,
con
not this weekend.
No, este fin de
there
semana.
Were too many devils fighting this weekend.
No, no.
So I put you in the word whether you wanted to read or whether you didn't want to read it. Put those lazy ones in the word.
Los vagos, ahí en la palabra.
The devil was trying to snow us out.
Porque el diablo tratando de
blow us out.
Sacarlo
but
fuera,
he couldn't do it.
Y no lo puede hacer.
We got the victory tonight.
Tenemos la victoria esta noche.
Then the battle sets in.
Entonces la batalla viene.
We're bound to win.
Vamos a ganar.
Just got to win.
Tenemos que ganar.
Stay right with it.
Quédate ahí mismo.
Keep his directions.
Mantenga su corrección.
And it will keep you in the hour of trouble.
Y él te mantendrá en el día de hora de peligro.
May the Lord bless you.
Que el Señor le bendiga.
Hear ye him.
A él oíd.
Put the word first.
Poner la palabra primero.
Here's the message tonight.
Es el mensaje esta noche.
We'll play this tape here.
Pondremos esta cinta.
To set the adoption season.
Para poner la temporada de la adopción.
Give you the spoken word promises for this hour.
Date la promesa de la palabra hablada para esta hora.
A place of trying.
Un lugar de prueba.
Press on, church.
Siga adelante, iglesia.
Amen. And we'll pray for the sick after and
y
have the Lord's Supper.
Después por la, por los enfermos y la Santa Cena.
Amen. Now, hear the tape good now.
Oiga la cinta bien.
About 30 minutes.
Como 30 minutos.
He explains about the obedient son.
Explica del ojo, el hijo obediente.
And the son is not, that's not obedient.
Y el hijo que no es obediente.
Explains the whole thing.
Explica todo.
So you hear it good now.
Así, óigalo bien.
Because whether you understand it, whether you don't understand
si entiende
it,
o no lo entiende,
we are here.
Estamos aquí.
And God ain't going to change it now.
Y Dios no va a cambiar ahora.
So that's all I can tell you.
Así
we're here.
Todo lo que le puedo decir.
He's not going to back up to catch nobody waiting 16 years.
Él no va a echar para atrás después que esperó 16 años.
So we cannot back up. We
así,
have to go on.
No podemos echar para atrás. Tenemos que seguir adelante.
You come on with us.
Así, vente con nosotros.
But we're going to the promised
porque
land.
Vamos
amen.
A la tierra prometida.
God bless you.
Señor te bendiga.
And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. His raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I want to take those last three words for a text. Hear ye him. I go back again tonight with a very small text for such an audience. Three words. But there, if we can have obedience to those three words tonight, you'll see a repeat of Pentecost in this building. It's just small, but oh, there's enough power in there that the rest of the Bible will connect to it. Hear ye him. There isn't too many words. Sometimes we have found brethren of the precious faith. And I've heard this myself when they would say, Oh, Brother Branham, I don't believe it's any use for me to go on any further. I was over to hear Billy Graham, and oh, that was so many thousands of people. And I was out to hear our most noble brother, Oral Robertson, thousands of people packed in the tent, so it just seems like that maybe my little crowd doesn't mean very much. But you're so wrong. Do you appreciate your finger? You wouldn't want your finger to say, because I'm not an eye or ear, I won't ask anymore. It's so different. It reminds me of a little story once that when the late King George came to Canada to visit, he and his precious wife, King was suffering at that time with multiple sclerosis, which he had died later, and I had the privilege of praying for him, getting a letter from him. And the day that he was to pass through Vancouver, British Columbia, he was setting up in his chariot as he rode down the street, and all the people turned the schools out, the teachers, and they made ready to visit the king and to have a great time. I remember my associate, Brother Aaron Baxter. Brother Baxter said, Brother Graham and I stood there and seen the king pass by, and his lovely wife in her pretty blue dress, said, I just chuckled and cried. It meant something to him. That was the king and the queen passing by. And I thought, if to see the king of Britain pass by, the Canadian people with our pacifist subjects, if they could feel that way and the emotion would rise to see the king of England pass by, what will it be when the king of glory goes by? All the little children was given a British flag. And when the king come by, they was to wave this little flag and sing, God save the king, as it went by. And when it come time the king had passed on down the street and enter his hotel or wherever he was to stay, the children was to return back to school. And in a certain school, all of them returned but one little girl. And the teacher was so upset about it, she went out into the street to look for the little fella, and she found this little girl standing by a telegraph pole, leaning up against it, and just weeping her little heart out. And so she ran to the little girl, small in stature, and picked her up, and she was sobbing like her little heart would break. And she said, what you crying for, honey? Did you not see the king? He said, yes, I saw him. What said, did you wave your flag of loyalty? As he passed by, she said, I waved my flag to the king when he passed by. Then you saw him? Yes, I saw him. Then she said, why are you crying? She said, teacher, I saw the king, but I'm so little the king didn't see me. That isn't so with Jesus. No matter how little you do, he knows everything that you do. It's recorded in heaven just as much for your account as it is Billy Graham's or Earl Roberts or any of the rest of them that has great meaning. It's not the big things sometimes we do, it's the little things we leave undone. Now Jesus is no respect of groups. Jesus met in all kinds of groups, all sizes and all walks of life. One time we have a record of him meeting with 500, sometime with thousands. One time we see him with 12, sometimes once with 3, and even to 1. Nobody besides the group. The main thing is Jesus' desire to meet with that group. No matter how small your church is, or how large it is, how many you preach to, the question is, are you so committed to God that Jesus meets in your company? This must have been a special occasion, a great occasion. Peter called it later the Holy Mountain. Now do not believe that Peter meant that the mountain was holy. I believe Peter meant that the Holy God met them on the mountain. It isn't the Holy Church. It isn't the holy people. It's the Holy Ghost in the people that makes it something. Not the church, nor the people, it's the Holy Spirit. When God starts to do anything major, he usually declares it in the heavens first. And this must have been a special occasion. They were going up to what we call Mount Transfiguration. And he had said a few days before, "Dearly, I say unto you, there's some standing here that shall not see death until they see the Son of the Kingdom of God coming in power." I believe that perhaps all the ministers, or many of them, knows that this setting meant the coming, the order of the coming of Christ. The first thing they seen, how the order was, they seen Jesus, which was to appear, and then they seen the coming of the glorification and Moses and Elijah, the very order of the second coming. Then when they looked back, they saw Jesus only. When they looked again, now we found that he's taken them up there for a purpose. And he took 3. In the Old Testament also, the new 3 is a confirmation. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. That's in the Old and both in the New Testament. And we notice that Jesus taking with him Peter, James, and John, 3 earthly witnesses to bear record. And God had on the mountain Moses, Elijah, and Jesus for a heavenly witness. God fixing to do something great. What I think that God was doing there, one of the things that I would like to call your attention to, I believe that God was trying to follow his own law. God has to follow his own law. He has to live in his own law. That's the reason that I believe that Jesus was more than a prophet. Jesus was God made flesh. God could have not sent another person born of a man and woman to take the place and to be, take the swallow up death, because that God had to take his own penalty. God could not die in the spirit, so he was made flesh and dwelt among us in order to take death, and our condemnation was placed upon his precious body, and he died for us all. There in that precious body, which sits at the right hand of his majesty tonight, God cannot look at sickness no more. It's condemned. He cannot look at sin no more. It's condemned. There's scripture atonement. The bruising and smitten body of the Lord Jesus sitting on his right hand in heaven. That's what makes us have faith. Because he's sitting there to make intercessions upon our confession. God also here was doing what we call in the Bible the placing of a son. Now in the Old Testament, when a child was born, a son in a home, then that son was a son as soon as he was born, of course. He was the son of the father. But yet before he fell heir to the kingdom of his father or the possession, the first that son had to be raised and tried. He had to find out whether this son was a true son or was he just simply a roustabout. And this son would never be heir if he wasn't qualified to take his father's place. But if he was qualified and took the father's place, then all that the father had was given to his son. That's where I think that many of us Pentecostal people have made a mistake. We think as soon as we become sons and daughters of God, that settles it. We just come into a place of crime. The Methodists said as soon as they shouted, that settled it. The Lutherans believed by faith on justification and thought it settled it. No matter what kind of a position God puts you in, you're still going on towards perfection and will never reach it until Jesus comes. Now in the Old Testament, God had his kingdom of the people ordered just like his own under the old laws. Now a father owned a piece of ground, had hard hands and all out over the ground. We notice in King James Version in John 14, we read that it says, in my father's house is many mansions. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Mansions in a house. I don't know if Moffat, one of them, I was reading in a translator, made it more ridiculous than that. Said, in my father's apartment house is many apartments. Like we were going up there to have apartments to pay rent on. No, that's all wrong. And in the days of the translators of the King James Version, so I am told, that they translated in the language of that day. Now in England, really, the king was the father, and all of his domain was his household. That's perfectly in line with the Old Testament, that the father was at his domain, and he was the ruler in this domain. And as soon as the child was born, the father, being so busy with other things, he sought out a tutor or a raiser of his child. And then him knowing that this child was in line of heir of everything he had. His property, his good name. School teacher, he could find to teach that child. And God does the same to his children. When a man is born into the body of the Lord Jesus and becomes the Son of God, God has sought the heaven for the best tutor he knows of to put over his children. And it's not a bishop, but it was the Holy Ghost God put over his church to raise his church to believe in spiritual things and supernatural workings of God. You would not put a bishop over his church that doesn't believe in the days of miracles just passed and all the supernatural gone. God wouldn't do that. And the Holy Spirit was sent to govern and guide the church. God gave it.
through the Holy Spirit to do this. The Father would not seek a man, but try to get a feather in his hat, as we call it, and say, well, now, he knows I'm the Father, so he'll, the Son, a little renegade-like, but he'll come up and to get a feather in his hat, oh, your son's doing very well. He wouldn't do that. He got a man that would tell him the truth, for he wanted to know just exactly the welfare of that boy at all times. That's what God did. He never trusted with any pope, bishop, or anything else. He sent the Holy Ghost upon the church to be the teacher and the raiser of the church. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will be honest with God. And now this raiser, this tutor, was supposed to come and bring word to the Father how the child was progressing. And how that tutor must have blessed if the child was misbehaving itself. How that the little boy was not interested in the things of his father's farm or kingdom. How that the Holy Spirit must feel today when it goes before God with a bowed, shamed face, as it was, to have to take a report of our indifferences in the church today. How we've laid aside all the baptism of the Spirit. How that the churches are having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. How ye must blush to say your daughters are dressing immorally. How ye must blush to say your children can't even agree with one another long enough to have a meeting. How that they're making fun of your people that's been called out and filled with the Spirit. How the Holy Ghost must feel to go before God with such messages as that. Coming back saying they're having a form of godliness. They don't believe in the supernatural no more. They won't even go to church on Wednesday night. They stay to watch some favorite television program. I must be. And your gift that you send down to your church to confirm your word that you promised, people walk away and call it. Television program. I must be. And your gifts that you send down to your church to confirm your word that you promised, people walk away and call it the works of the devil. Now remember, the Holy Spirit's got to bring to God everything that every professing Christian says about it. Because he said, well, may the Father say, did you try? Did you knock at the heart's door? I'll knock night after night, and they won't listen. How he must feel. How can he trust us? Like he did Adam and Eve, put them in the Garden of Eden, and trusted them. To be right, to obey his word, they fell. And as soon as man gets things in his hand, he'll fall every time. He cannot hold it himself. It takes God to hold us. Then we notice again that when, what if that boy was a good boy? Oh, how the teacher would shove out his chest, walk up to the father and say, I am so glad, sir, to bring you the message of how your son is progressing. He's just as smart as he can be. He's just like you. He's, as we would call it, a chip off of the block. He's just exactly like you. He loves the same thing you love. He does the work just exactly like you done it when you was out there. That's the kind of a church that the Holy Ghost likes to witness for before God. The kind of work Jesus said that I do, shall you also. That's the kind of a church that the Holy Spirit likes to witness before God. And then if that child, that son, did not obey and was not obedient child, it never was no more than a son. It remained a son. But yet it had no inheritance. Now, we don't want to stay in that place. The church ought to be 1,000 miles up the road farther than it is tonight. The Pentecostal blessings have been falling on the people here in America for 50 years. And if anything, we're dwindling instead of going on. What are you preaching such as this for, Brother Branham? I want to see the church of God in deep sincerity. I want to see the old-fashioned prayer meetings. I want to see them times when they can't leave church. They just stay all night and pray and fast and call out to God answers. Instead of that, it seems like love has dwindled away from us. The love of God, this love. Why, a real Christian can hardly wait. When the bell rings, he's got the front seat and there ready with a songbook in his hand. But now we say, oh my, I don't know. Oh, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. When we are sunder apart, it gives us inward pain. But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. That's the way real Christianity is, a living experience. Pentecost is not a denomination. Pentecost is an experience that anybody can have if they wish to have it. It's something that you experience, the Holy Spirit. Now, when this boy, if he come up that way and did not become obedient, did not have the action of his father, did not try to carry his father's business on the way his father did, then that child missed all its inheritance. Another brother had to take its place. Now, today, if we try to take the church before God under just common church creed or theology, that's not the way Jesus took the church before the Father. God wants the church to be filled with the Holy Ghost, doing the same work that he did when he was here on earth. That's the kind of church that the teacher, the Holy Spirit, will want to present before God. I told you one time here, the contract that in the Old Testament, when it was wrote out and then tore apart, when they come together, it had the dovetail. Each piece of paper had to fit right in, and the whole program had to line up right. God confirmed his covenant with the people through Isaac, the Christ, and at Calvary he tore the Messiah apart. He took the body and set it on his right side and sent the Spirit down here upon the church. And the church will have to have the same Spirit doing the same things that Jesus did, or it'll never go in the rapture. Dovetailing. Take this piece of paper here and tear it apart. You couldn't impersonate it if you had to. It's got to come back the same paper, so them letters will come just exactly like they were. That's exactly the way the church has got to be. Jesus is always about the Father's business, doing that which was right in his sight. Not just about doing this and that, what the church becomes to do, but it is about the Father's business. And Jesus had the testimony, I'll always do that which pleases the Father. The prophet Enoch before the translation, Enoch walked with God 500 years and had a testimony that he pleased God, and he was a type of the raptured church. Oh, we're short. Then that child, God had to raise up another child. And if Pentecost fails, God's able of these stones to rise, children unto Abraham. God can call us from the Lutherans, from the Baptists, from the Presbyterians. God's able of these stones to rise, children of Abraham. Somebody's going to see the vision and take it on. I don't mean to deafen you or scare the babies. I just get a lot of steam and I just got to blow it out somewhere. It builds up. I feel good. Feel religious. Because I know that the very Holy Spirit that wrote the Word is here confirming it. Word by word. Letter by letter. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little and hold fast to that. What's good? For I was stammering lips and other tongues while I speak to this people. And this is the rest, the Sabbath. All this they would not hear. For the word does come letter by letter, line upon line. Now, if that child then did not obey, was not about the father's business, God would raise him up another son. That's what he's done through the ages. Raising up a Luther, raising up a Methodist, raising up a Nazarene, raising up a Pilgrim Holiness, raising up a Pentecost. He'll keep on raising and raising and raising until he gets one. Hallelujah. God, I hope to live to see that church when she rises in the power and the beauty of the resurrection with the powers of God working through her signs and wonders. Following the believers like it did in the New Testament. God in his power and in his might. Oh, how wonderful. Then if this church did obey, how the tutor liked to come to the Father and say, oh, he is just wonderful. Why, the work's done just exactly the way you did it. You get what I mean? That son of yours down there, Father, is carrying the work, your instructions, just letter by letter the way you done it. That's the kind of a church. That's the one. Then how the Father says, sure proud of that son. You know what happens? When he's getting his schooling, his training, yet he might not be able to exercise all authority. He hasn't got it yet. He's still a son, but he hasn't been placed. Now, you ministers know what I'm getting at. Placing of a son. Now, if that son's proven to be a right kind of a son, love the father's business, stay right with his instructions, the father then on a certain day took that son out before the public. Set him up on a high place, clothed him in a beautiful garment, and he had what they call the adoption of a son, or placing a son positionally, what he was. They had a ceremony, and then the father said, this my son, I adopt him or place him positionally, and if they had checks in those days, that son's name on the check was just as good as his father's name was. Because he was placed. And the son could fire who he wanted to. He could hire who he wanted to. He was in full possession of all the father had. Now, you see, Jesus had proven to God that he had been the right kind of son. And God took him up on the top of the mountain, brought witnesses out there, heavenly witnesses and earthly witnesses, and he clothed them in immortality. When they looked up, they said his garments shine like the sun. A supernatural something taking place. His garments glisten like the sun in the middle of the day. As white as they could be, God placed on him the robe of immortality, showing that he had received him. That's the same that God will do to his son here on earth someday. He'll call you a son, church, if you'll only obey him and stay on the word and believe it. And he'll place into the church before the coming of Jesus Christ, he'll place into the church all the powers that Christ had in him will be in the church. All that God was, he poured into Jesus. All that Jesus was, he pours into the church. God wanting his work done, he sent it into his son. The son wanting the work done, sent it into the church. At that day, you Lord, I'm in the power of the Father, me and I, and you and you and me. At that day, because the same power of God was in Jehovah God, rested in Jesus Christ. The same power that rested in Jesus Christ rests in the Christ sons in the body of Christ. Placing of the Son. Take him out in a certain place. Have a ceremony before angels. And place him positionally what he is in the body of Christ. Then that person has the authority. Let me say this if you count me a fanatic from this night on. That very same thing that I'm speaking of will be done. There will be a power put into the church, and now is coming in, that the Holy Spirit will so anoint the people till they'll speak the word and it'll create itself right there. We haven't seen power coming into the church now. I know it for a fact. Say unto this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said shall come to pass. You can have what you have said. The placing of the church in position where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into the church. Then critics' mouths will be shut. It'll be a short time. Jesus come out off the mountain, went straight to Calvary. Notice, it won't last long, but it'll be here.
Amen. You believe that?
Creen eso.
It won't last long,
no será
but
por mucho,
it will be here.
Pero estará aquí.
Praise God, hear ye him.
A él oír.
The placing of the church,
el posicional de la iglesia,
in a position,
en una posición,
where the fullness of the power,
con la plenitud del poder,
of the resurrection,
de la resurrección,
comes into the church.
Entra a la iglesia.
Brother,
hermano,
do you know what I'm talking about?
¿De sabes de qué estoy
Are
hablando?
You numb?
¿Están entumecidos?
Well, how can you sit here looking
Entonces,
at me with eyeballs wondering what am I talking about?
Pensando en qué estoy hablando.
The sons of God have
Los
waited for
Dios
the manifestation.
Están listos para la manifestación.
And you're looking at me like I'm crazy or something?
Si soy loco algo.
Count me a fanatic from this night on.
Soy fanático de esta noche adelante.
If you want to, but brother, I'm going to be
Pero
placed.
Yo voy a ser posicionado.
Praise God, amen. He said, if you will be a true son,
Él dijo, si eres un verdadero hijo,
if you be about your father's business,
si está en los negocios de tu padre,
don't have to be prouded to sing,
no tiene que ser empujado a cantar,
prouded to do this and do that,
o hacer aquello, lo otro,
and come to church and
ven a la iglesia,
sit down and
siéntate,
get up and
levántate,
stop watching the television,
deja de ver la televisión,
what kind of filthy wishy-washy stuff is
¿Qué
that?
Tipo de,
and
the, cosa
it,
eso?
It is the devil's job to plague your mind.
Es el trabajo del diablo para hacerle plaga en la mente.
To make you start thinking about the things in the world.
De pensar de las cosas del mundo.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, there's your promise today.
Ahí está su promesa hoy.
He said before
dijo,
the resurrection.
Antes de la resurrección.
Before the resurrection.
Antes de la resurrección.
He'll place all the fullness of power
toda la
in the church
poder, en la iglesia.
Before the resurrection.
Antes de la resurrección.
He said there's a power coming in, it's coming in now.
Dice, el poder viene y entra ahora.
Amen.
Amen.
And watch out, come in.
Y mira cómo entra.
It come in three phases.
Viene en tres fases.
Brotherly love.
Afecto fraternal.
Begin to speak it.
Comienza a hablar.
Begin to say it.
Comienza a hablar.
People sitting around wondering.
La gente está pensando.
Do you know why they wonder?
¿Sabes por qué piensan?
Because they was in the world.
Porque estaban en el mundo.
They don't want to hear about that.
No quieren oír eso.
Seven thunders.
Siete truenos.
Bring you another level up.
Traen otro nivel alto.
Coming in stronger.
Viene más fuerte.
Thundering.
Tronando.
God speaking.
Dios hablando.
Amen.
Amen.
Suddenly.
De repente.
Place in Christ.
Posición en Cristo.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Perfection.
Perfección.
Seven spirits.
Siete espíritus.
Say it.
Decirlo.
Speak it.
Hablarlo.
We are here.
Estamos aquí.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know your position finally?
¿Conoces su posición finalmente?
The hour has come for the young men.
La hora ha venido para los jóvenes.
To press on.
Para empujar adelante.
To be a father.
De ser padre.
To be adopted.
De ser adoptado.
Hear ye him.
A él oí.
At that day.
En ese día.
The same power.
El mismo poder.
That rested in Jesus Christ.
Que estaba en Jesucristo.
Rests in the placed son.
Descansa sobre los hijos posicionados.
Amen. As a young man.
Como un joven.
You don't have all the power.
No tiene todo el poder.
But you can still raise the dead.
Pero todavía puede
levantar los muertos. You can still heal the sick.
Todavía puede sanar los enfermos.
Amen. How do you know? I know because it happened.
Yo sé porque sucedió.
That's how I know.
Así es que yo sé.
Now do you finally understand why
ahora,
I'm tired?
Entienden porque estoy cansado.
Why I'm weary?
Porque estoy agotado.
Amen. Pressing on.
Siguiendo adelante.
All these years.
Todos estos años.
This one fall to the left.
Este se cae al lado.
That one fall to the right.
Este se cae a la derecha.
It hasn't got one thing to do with me.
No tiene que ver algo conmigo.
Before the foundation of the world.
Antes la fundación del mundo.
God adopted me.
Dios me adoptó.
And placed me.
Me puso.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't care.
No me importa.
All the misled spirits.
De todo eso espíritu de
ungodly demons.
Demonios,
don't want to praise God.
No quieren alabar a Dios.
No praise demons.
Ningún demonio de alabanza.
It has nothing to do with me.
No tiene que ver nada conmigo.
I'm an adopted son.
Yo soy hijo adoptado.
That's my calling.
Ese es mi meta.
Glory to God. Amen. I don't care how many fall.
No me importa cuántos
caigan. 10,000 to the right.
No me importa.
50,000 to the left.
Mil a la derecha.
If they all walk out.
Si todos se van.
So what?
¿Qué me importa?
This is individual affair.
Es un asunto individual.
This is only a building.
Solo una familia.
The building will perish.
Edificando.
But praise God.
Gloria.
There's a soul in you eternal.
Pero tu alma es eterna.
Amen. Young men.
Jóvenes.
Place of trying.
Posición de prueba.
Raising up a Luther.
Levantando Lutero.
They fail.
Falló.
Raise up a Wesley.
Levantó Wesley.
They fail.
Falló.
Raise up the Pentecostal.
Los Pentecostales.
They fail in 1946.
En 1946.
Call A.A. Allen.
Llama a Allen.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Tommy Hicks. T.L. Osborne. They fail.
Fallaron.
But what did Brother Branham say?
Pero ¿qué dijo hermano Branham?
He don't care.
No me importa.
Praise God.
Gloria.
Brother Branham was adopted.
Hermano Branham fue adoptado.
And I feel the same way.
Así también nosotros.
Amen. Let all Roberts have his television.
Que todos Roberts tengan su televisión.
Billy Graham have his television.
Que Billy Graham tenga su televisión.
And their long hair.
Pelo largo.
And their mustache and beard. So what?
¿Qué me importa?
Give me Jesus.
Dame Jesús.
Praise God. Amen. You can have the world.
Tú puedes tener el mundo.
But the comforter has come.
Pero el consolador ha venido.
You can tell the world about this.
Debe decirle al mundo
tell
de esto.
The world about that.
Dile al mundo de aquello.
Tell them that the comforter
pero dile
has
que el
come.
Consolador ha venido.
Praise God. Praise God. We got a bunch of babies in here.
No son bebés aquí.
It's your salvation.
Es tu salvación.
What's wrong with you?
¿Qué pasa contigo?
Praise God. Got to beg them to come to church.
Tienes que pedirle que venga a la iglesia.
Beg them to do this. Beg them to do
pedirle
that.
Que haga esto y aquello.
That ain't no predestinated son of God.
Eso no hijo predestinado de Dios.
Hey man, the devil's got you.
El diablo te
get tiene out of there.
Sal de ahí.
The fathers.
El padres.
Is a placed sons.
Es un hijo posicionado.
In them,
en ellos,
the fullness of the power comes in there.
Plenitud del poder.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will so anoint the people.
El Espíritu Santo ungirá al pueblo.
Today will speak the word.
Que hablarán la palabra.
It'll create itself.
Se creará mismo.
Because why?
Eso es.
Logos is creative.
El logos es creativo.
That's why.
Eso por qué?
It creates. Amen.
Sea.
Say to the mountain, don't
dele
be moved.
Monte, quítate.
What is the church?
¿Qué es la iglesia?
The placing of the church.
El posicionar de la iglesia.
In the position of fathers.
En la posición de padres.
Where the fullness of the power can come
in. Plenitud de poder puede entrar.
And the Holy Ghost comes into the church.
El Espíritu Santo viene a la iglesia.
And the critics' mouths will be yammed with a ray.
Entonces la boca de los críticos se van a tapar con un trapo ahí bien cerrado.
I could take my fist and jam it in their throats.
Le va a poner mi puño y se va a meter
en
la boca.
Bunch of filthy critics.
Esa crítica sucia.
Ram it in there. Amen. Shut up.
Cállate. Amen.
Bunch of filthy critics.
Crítica sucia.
It won't last long.
No será por mucho.
But it'll be here.
Pero estará ahí.
My praise God. Amen. My Lord said that we are to be adaptive.
Mi Señor dijo, somos va a ser
I don't care about no critic. Shut up.
Cállate.
Praise God. It's adoption time.
Tiempo de adopción.
Here's what the prophet said.
Esto es lo que dijo el profeta.
He said there's so much put on.
Dijo, hay tanto falsedad.
He said the world's hungry.
El mundo está hambriento.
For real, genuine Christianity.
En cristianidad verdadera.
So much makeup.
Tanta falsedad.
So much impersonation.
Tanta impersonación.
Till the world is hungering to see something real.
El mundo está hambriento de ver algo verdadero.
Our God is able to deliver us from this thing.
Nuestro Dios es capaz de librarnos de esta cosa.
Brother Branham said here.
Hermano Branham dice aquí.
Speaking about Billy Graham letting the Indians trample on the gospel over there.
Hablando de los indios pisoteando el evangelio.
He said, "I'll never let the gospel be tramped on."
Yo nunca dejaré que eso me suceda a mí.
Now you understand when somebody comes out no rapture.
Cuando alguien viene con ningún rapto.
Blast their hides.
Le tumbo bien.
Trampling on this gospel.
No van a pisar este
I don't
evangelio.
Care what they look
no me importa
like.
Lo que digan.
Praise God, this is a blessed word.
Esta es la palabra bendita.
There is a rapture.
Así hay un rapto.
Care who they are.
No me importa quién sea.
They ain't nothing but dirt.
Son suciedad.
It's all they are, a piece of dirt.
Eso es un pedazo de
and
tierra.
There ain't no soul in there. There ain't nothing.
No hay nada.
They don't come from Elohim. They are nothing. But a dead church member.
Son miembros muertos de iglesia.
Praise God. Amen. But it comes to a place.
Pero viene un lugar.
Then when the world is so awful.
Que cuando el mundo está tan terrible.
Listen to this prophet prophesying about
este
our day
profeta
here.
Profetizar de nuestro
the
día.
The world is so awful.
El mundo está tan terrible.
It's going to make you prove every inch of ground you stand
te
on.
Te va a hacer probar cada pulgada de tierra que
amen,
tú estás
brother
parado.
Nino, he's beginning to find it out. When you get over into this place
cuando
here.
Llegue este lugar aquí.
I've been standing here for 20 years.
Yo estaba parado aquí
waiting
por 20
for
años,
the adoption power.
Esperando por el poder
I don't
de adopción.
Care who
no
left.
Me importa quién
get
sea.
Out of here, but I'm going to be adopted.
Yo voy a ser adoptado.
Now do you understand?
Ahora entiende.
The world, carnal, religious devils.
El mundo, carnales, diablos.
In this church.
En esta iglesia.
Made me prove every inch of ground I was standing on.
Me hicieron probar cada pulgada de tierra que estaba parado.
Right in front of you.
Ahí delante de ustedes.
Whether it be family, friends, or whoever
familia,
it is.
Amigo, lo que sea.
That's what you're going to go through.
Eso es lo que vas a ustedes pasar.
Whether it be your son, your daughter.
Si es tu hijo, tu hija,
your mother, your father.
Tu padre, tu padre.
They're going to make you prove
te van
it.
A hacer probar.
That's your place. Of trying.
Ese es su lugar de prueba.
I hope you see it.
Espero que lo vean.
I've already been through right in front of you.
Ya yo pasé por eso delante de ustedes.
Hallelujah, sign.
Una señal.
I know what I'm talking
yo
about.
Yo sé de qué estoy hablando.
Amen. I didn't have all the power.
No tenía todo el poder.
I had some of the power.
Tenía un poquito de
I got,
poder.
I had to develop my character.
Pero tenía que hacer mi carácter.
Are you understanding now?
¿Ahora entiende?
The world's going to make you prove it.
El mundo te va a hacer probarlo usted.
Satan's going to do it.
Satanás lo va a hacer.
And it's coming to a time.
Y va a venir un tiempo.
Where impersonations.
En que la falsificación.
Carnal thinking.
Pensar carnal.
Is going to be circumcised.
Va a ser circuncisado.
From the real true body of Christ.
Del verdadero cuerpo de Cristo.
If there is one carnal thinker in here.
Si hay un pensador carnal aquí esta noche,
one thought about what you think,
un pensamiento de lo que tú piensas,
let me prophesy
déjame
to you
profetizar
tonight.
A ti esta
you're
noche.
Going out of here.
Tú vas a salir de aquí.
You're going out.
Salir.
God don't want you in here.
Dios no
and
te
you ain't going to stay in here.
Tú no te vas a quedar aquí.
He'll uproot you.
Te va a arraigar.
You ain't up but twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
Doble muerto, arraigado por los raíces.
Care what your filthy carnal thinking?
Glory
to God, amen. You're going to be circumcised
va a ser circuncisado
from the real true body of Christ.
Del verdadero cuerpo de Cristo.
He's going to have a body that's pure.
Va a tener un cuerpo que es puro.
And holy.
Santo.
And filled with his spirit.
Lleno de su espíritu.
Walking in his spirit.
Caminando en el espíritu.
Doing the works that he
haciendo
did.
Las obras que
be
hace.
Faithful to death.
Fiel a eso.
They are hungering and thirsting.
Están hambrientos y sedientos.
To find the real thing.
Para encontrar la verdadera cosa.
That's what the hungry souls want.
Y eso es lo que los almas hambrientes quieren.
And that's what you're going to have.
Y eso es lo que tú vas a tener.
Praise God, amen. That's what we're talking about.
De eso que estamos hablando.
The perfect Son of God,
el Hijo perfecto de Dios,
which is seven spirits,
con el siete espíritu,
is going to be formed.
Va a ser formado
in New York,
en Nueva York,
a word image,
la palabra imagen.
You're going to see Christ in New York.
Vamos a ver a Cristo en Nueva York.
And that will bring back the literal body of Jesus Christ.
Y eso traerá el cuerpo literal de Jesucristo.
Amen. Yes, sir. What time is it, church?
¿Qué tiempo es, iglesia?
Hear ye him.
A él oíd.
Praise God. God,
Gloria.
Rise up, you spiritual Joshua.
Levántate ustedes, Josué espiritual.
Take the promised land.
Toma la tierra prometida.
God will not fail you.
Dios no te fallará.
There is a land beyond the river.
Hay una tierra más allá del
río. Something that's calling you over there.
Hay algo que te llama allá.
Amen. There's a land over there.
Hay una tierra allá.
Way back in Elohim.
Allá en Elohim.
What's your desire tonight, Brother Coleman?
¿Qué es eso, hermano, hermano
my
Coleman?
Desire tonight.
Mi deseo esta noche.
See the New York City Church.
Para iglesia de Nueva York.
Cross over to another land.
Cruce a la otra tierra.
There's a deep calling to the
hay
deep.
Hay un abismo llamando un abismo.
Come on, you spiritual Joshua.
Vente, Josué espiritual.
Praise God.
Gloria.
When Ephesians 4.
Efesios 4.
What will the spiritual Joshua say?
¿Qué dirá el Josué espiritual?
Amen.
Amen.
St. John 14:12.
Juan 14:12.
What will the spiritual Joshua say?
¿Qué dirá José
Amen.
Juan?
Amen. Adoption.
Adopción.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's where we stand tonight.
Ahí estamos parados esta noche.
1974. I ask you a question.
Te hice una pregunta.
Wilt thou be made whole?
¿Serás sano?
August, I mean April 1981.
Abril 81.
I asked you another. I told you something.
Te dije algo.
Behold, thou art made whole.
Aquí eres sano.
Go and sin no more.
No, vete y peque no más.
Then that Jew went outside.
Entonces afuera.
He told those Jews.
Él le dijo a esos judíos allá.
That Jesus healed me.
Que Jesús me sanó.
He found out that Jesus was Elohim.
Él le dice Jesús Elohim.
He knew who he was.
Sabía quién era.
He knew where he come from.
Sabía de dónde venía.
So I say tonight,
así yo te digo esta noche,
December 6,
1981,
my Father worketh hitherto and I work.
Mi padre trabaja y yo trabajo.
Wilt thou be made whole?
¿Quieres ser sano?
Ask your question.
Haz una pregunta.
1981, no more questions.
No más preguntas.
Behold, thou art made whole.
Aquí eres sano.
December the 6th, tonight.
December 6, esta noche.
No more questions.
No más preguntas.
My Father worketh hitherto and I work.
Ahora trabaja y yo trabajo.
Glory to God, amen.
Gloria.
Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
God be praised.
Amen.
My Father is working.
Mi padre trabaja.
And I'm working.
Y yo trabajo.
I don't care what the carnal thinkers.
No me importa lo demás.
But this is the Sabbath.
Este es el sábado.
Who you think you are?
¿Quién piensa que tú eres?
My Father works on
mi padre
the Sabbath.
Hasta ahora trabaja y yo trabajo.
My Father feeds the birds.
Mi padre alimenta
my
las aves.
My Father feeds the animals.
Mi padre alimenta los animales.
Hallelujah. My Father is working.
Mi padre está trabajando.
He's holding up the moon.
Aguantando la luna.
And the stars.
Las estrellas.
And the sun.
El sol.
My Father works every day.
Mi padre trabaja cada día.
And I am the sun.
Y yo es el sol.
What do you mean, your father?
Yo soy su hijo. ¿Qué tú dices,
knew
padre?
What he was saying?
¿Tú sabes lo que decía?
Those Jews knew what he was saying.
Esos judíos sabían lo que decía.
God was his father.
Dios era su padre.
Well, Elohim was his father.
Pero Elohim era su padre.
Hallelujah. Logos was the father.
Logos era el padre.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
But the flesh was the son.
Pero la carne era el hijo.
And Elohim is my father.
Elohim es mi padre.
I am my father one.
Yo y mi padre uno somos.
My father worketh hitherto and I work.
Mi padre hasta ahora trabaja y yo trabajo.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria, padre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Lord, God. We are equal with God.
Somos igual con Dios.
You are equal with God.
Somos igual con Dios.
Spoken word.
Palabra hablada.
Squirrels.
Ardillas.
Speak.
Habla.
Shah. Praise God, amen. Jesus said.
Jesús dijo.
To demonstrate
para mostró
the reality
la realidad
of the, revel, of the of the relationship with God.
Con Dios.
His father.
Su padre.
St. John 5:19.
Juan 5:15.
Jesus said,
19 dice,
I only do what the Father show me.
Solo hago lo que el padre me muestra.
Glory. Hallelujah. And Brother Branham gave us a spoken word prophecy.
Hermano Branham nos dio una palabra hablada profecía.
Spoken word is the original seed.
La palabra hablada la simiente original.
He said, what harmony.
Dijo, qué armonía.
The bride in Christ.
La novia en Cristo.
He shows her his word.
Le muestra su palabra.
St. John 5:19.
Juan 5:19.
The father will drop down.
El padre descenderá.
Say, go over there.
Vete, vete allí.
Saith the Lord.
Así dice el Señor.
Heal this one.
Sana este.
Speak to Brother Dennis.
Habla hermano Dennis.
Speak to Peter Belomo.
Habla Pedro Belomo.
Speak to that one.
Habla aquel.
Saith the Lord.
Así dice el Señor.
That's the hour is here.
La hora está
Hallelujah.
Aquí.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, Padre.
Glory. And greater works
obras mayores
shall be done.
Serán hechas.
That you might marvel.
Para que pueda maravillar.
Greater works
obras mayores
for this day.
Para este día,
Jesus
Jesús
took fish from fish,
tomó pez de pez,
bread from bread,
pan de pan.
But our day,
pero nuestro día,
squirrel,
ardillas.
Greater works
obras mayores
shall be done.
Serán hechas.
Elohim,
Elohim
in you. Hallelujah. The vision.
La visión.
The word is greater than the vision.
La palabra es mayor que la visión.
Speak the word.
Habla la palabra.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're anointed tonight.
Esta noche.
You're anointed Messiah.
Conocer el Mesías.
Of the last days.
En los últimos días.
To shine.
For
the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Por la resurrección de
Shalom.
Salón.
Shalom.
Salón.
Greater works.
Obras mayores.
Let there be light.
Que sea la luz.
And there was light.
Y fue la luz.
That same God is here tonight.
Ese mismo Dios está aquí esta noche.
My Father worketh here too.
Mi Padre hasta ahora trabaja.
And I work.
Y yo trabajo.
We're going to have a prayer line.
Vamos a tener una línea de oración.
And we're going to go to work.
Y vamos a hacerle trabajo.
You believe it on me.
Cree en mí.
The works that I do.
Las obras que yo hago.
Shall he do also.
También vosotros las haréis.
Oh, hallelujah. You want the Holy Ghost.
¿Quién es Espíritu Santo?
If any man thirsts,
si alguno hombre tiene
sed, come unto me,
que venga a mí,
and drink,
y beba.
He that believeth on me,
el que cree en mí,
as the scripture hath said,
como la escritura han dicho,
out of his belly,
de su interior,
shall flow correrá river of living water,
de agua viva.
The Comforter is here.
El Consolador es aquí.
To baptize you.
Para bautizarte.
To make you a young
para
man.
Para hacerte un joven.
To create.
Para crear.
Children, we're here.
Estamos aquí.
Praise God.
Amen.
God be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Give us the musicians.
Los músicos.
Hallelujah. It's time to pray.
Tiempo para orar.
The anointing is just
la
right.
La unción está aquí.
Glory. Anything can happen.
Cualquier cosa puede suceder.
Hallelujah. Can we praise him?
Podemos alabarle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
My Father worketh hitherto and I work.
Mi Padre hasta ahora trabaja y yo trabajo.
Glory to God.
Gloria, Señor.
Hear ye him.
A él oíd.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, my. As I was with Malachi 4,
como estuve con Malachi 4,
so will I be with you.
También estaré contigo.
God said so.
Dios lo dijo.
Amen. Oh my. How great is our God.
Cuán gran es nuestro Dios.
How great is our God. Isn't he wonderful? How great is he made. Thank you, Lord. He's the greatest one. Forever the same. He wrote back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Said, I want to lead you. Put your trust in me. Oh, my.
How
great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. Oh my, threw back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Said, I want to lead you, put your trust in me. Keep playing softly, you may be seated.
¿Se pueden sentar?
Oh my.
Amen.
How great is our God.
¿Cuán grande es nuestro Dios?
Keep that anointing upon
Mantenga
you now.
Mantenga esa unción sobre ti.
You that have got to pass through this prayer line.
Ustedes que tienen que pasar por esta línea.
I laid my hands already and prayed over the prayer request.
Ya oré por las peticiones.
Amen.
Amen.
And you anointed.
Y ustedes están ungidos.
And we are anointed.
Y nosotros estamos ungidos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to give you a little testimony.
Dar tu testimonio.
As you begin to get ready, like you did last night, line them up.
Comienzan a prepararse.
Those that put in their prayer requests.
Aquellos que pusieron las peticiones.
Last night and this morning.
Anoche y esta mañana.
If there happened to be somebody that's really sick.
Y si es una
I know our sister
que
Matthew's got sick today.
Nuestra hermana Matthew está bien,
amen. Perna. You come also.
Ven también.
I want to give you a testimony.
Quiero darle testimonio.
You can line them up there.
Se puede alinear
whoever
ahora.
Didn't get prayed for last night. Right there. Look this way.
Miren aquí.
Keep anointed.
Sigan ungido.
Eyes shut in the glory of God. Don't worry about who's moving and who's in who ain't
no
moving.
No se apure quién se está moviendo.
If you were prayed for last night, wonderful.
Si oraron por usted anoche, maravilloso.
You should feel wonderful. You're going to pray for the ones that are coming through then. You give your testimony as they're getting lined up there.
Mientras se prepara.
Brother Colin Brenner called me Wednesday.
Hermano Colin Brenner me llamó el miércoles.
And Europe was rejoicing over the same revival.
Y Europa se estaba regocijando del avivamiento.
There's a violinist brother.
Hay un hermano que toca una violín.
I mean, he plays the violin.
Toca una violín.
He's from Denmark.
De Denmark.
He had a grandchild.
Y tenía nieto.
That had a short leg.
Que tenía una pierna corta.
Over 5 centimeters.
Como 5 pulgadas.
And had to have an operation Monday past.
Tenía que operarlo el lunes pasado.
So the church prayed.
Pero la iglesia oró.
With Elohim faith.
Con fe de Elohim.
They took the baby to. Took a little boy to the doctor.
Y llevaron el niño al médico.
And Elohim had stretched his leg out.
Y Elohim le había extendido la pierna.
Praise God. That same Elohim will
Ese
do the same.
Elohim.
Oh, praise God. Elohim is here.
Elohim está aquí.
Amen, Brother Joey.
Amen, hermano Joey.
When you come up here, Brother Garcia, you're going to anoint you.
Cuando venga aquí, hermano García, te va a ungir.
And you're going to drop your unbelief at that spiritual
y va a dejar
pocket.
Caer su incredulidad ahí,
oh,
en esa bolsa.
Amen. Something's going to happen in here. You be believing here.
Si puede creer.
That anointing come down here last night.
Esa unción vino de esta anoche.
Anything can happen tonight.
Cualquier cosa puede suceder
I don't know
esta
what's
noche.
Going to happen. I don't
no
know what he's going to do.
Suceder. No sé.
I mean, he didn't tell me yet. Amen.
Él no me dijo todavía.
Praise God. But I know something's going on.
Pero sé que algo está sucediendo.
I know I'm going to be believing.
Yo voy a creer.
Pick it up, Brother Joey.
Recógelo, hermano Joey.
Now, okay, but just before,
antes,
keep praying now. Every head bowed.
Cada rostro inclinado.
Lay hands up on one another.
Ponga su mano uno sobre el otro.
Oh, hallelujah. Pray for your brother and sister.
Ore para su hermano y
hermana. Almighty God.
Dios Todopoderoso.
Oh, creator of heaven and earth.
Creador del cielo y la tierra.
Giver of every good and
Dador
perfect
de
thing.
Bien cosa.
Lord.
Señor.
How we love you.
Cómo te amamos, Padre.
How we appreciate
cómo
you.
Cómo te apreciamos, Padre.
We feel your anointing
Padre,
moving.
La unción moviéndose.
This is that last
Padre,
eighth message.
Es el último octavo
the
mensaje.
Last great day.
El último día.
You're crying.
Estamos clamando.
Any man thirst.
Padre, si algún hombre
let him come
sed,
unto me and drink. Lord God, I pray now
Padre,
on the eagles
bajo águilas,
that have their wings
que
tipped.
Su, alas extendidas.
Eagle's wings to eagle wings.
Alas de águila, alas de águila.
Glory to God.
Gloria, Padre.
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
El Antiguo Testamento y el Nuevo Testamento, Padre.
The anointed.
La unción.
Their souls are anointed.
Sus almas están ungidas.
Their hands are anointed.
Sus manos están ungidas.
Father, let the baptism of the Holy Ghost
bautismo del Espíritu Santo
fall upon them.
Padre, que caiga sobre ellos.
Glory to God. Amen.
Shah.
Amen.
Amen.
May they be filled.
Padre, que sean llenos,
sealed.
Sellado,
delivered.
Libre,
healed.
Sano.
May you create.
Padre, crea.
May you curse every disease.
Padre, que tú maldiga cada
may every
enfermedad.
Unclean devil go out.
Que cada espíritu inmundo
when
salga.
They walk through this
Padre,
land.
Que cuando pasen por esta línea,
may the blind eyes
Padre,
pop
que los
open.
Ciegos se abran.
Shoo.
Gloria.
Glory. Anything can happen.
Padre, cualquier cosa puede suceder.
May the deaf
Padre,
aim here.
Padre, que los
the
mudos
speak.
Oigan. Que los mudos hablen.
May the sick recover.
Que los enfermos sean
because the Lord himself.
El Señor él mismo.
Elohim. St. Mark
16:20
is confirming the word.
Está confirmando la palabra.
Glory.
Gloria, Padre.
Whatever they put on their prayer cards.
Lo que pusieron en sus peticiones.
May you heal them
Padre,
tonight.
Sánalo esta noche.
May you bring it to pass tonight.
Padre,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God
Gloria,
be praised.
Padre.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may you take all the
Padre,
evil out of here
quita
tonight.
Toda la maldad de aquí.
May the love of God
que el amor de Dios
drop down tonight
Padre, desciende esta noche.
And put us into an atmosphere
Padre, una
of divine love,
de amor divino,
the tremendous victory,
la tremenda victoria,
in the love divine.
En el amor divino.
In Jesus'
en el
name we
de
pray.
Jesús oramos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, Brother Joel.
Oh, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell
of his love. Oh, and tell of his love. Give the glory to Jesus, tell his wonderful love. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My, my. Praise his wonderful name. This is my beloved sons and daughters, in whom I'm well pleased to dwell. Amen. Perfect faith. Jesus knew his position. Page 26. He knew he pleased God. He knew that there was nothing on his life. God had already testified that this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased. Hear him. This is my beloved son who I'm well pleased to dwell at the day of his baptism. I'm pleased to make my abode in there. There's no condemnation in him at all. Now when the same God comes to you and pleased to dwell in you, pleased to honor your word, he's pleased to do it. Your word, what you spoke when you come through here, you created your own healing. You made the devils get out. You spoke it. It's already moving. He's pleased to honor your word. What your decision is, what was Joshua's decision? Son, stand still. He was pleased and he stood there. What was Moses' decision? Well, yours is the same way. Amen. That put you back in the word. Now, there's no skim milk. Amen. Oh, where should we be, church? There's perfect faith. No vision. Just speak the word. That's where you are tonight. Therefore, you have spoke the word for yourselves. That place will begin to get better. Amen. You said it. What you say to the mountain, and you don't doubt it, but you believe what you say it. It shall come to pass. You said it. God in you cannot take it back. God's words on your lips. You know what I'm saying? You're under the blood. You spoke the word. You say, I don't have the Holy Ghost. God called Peter on the water. And Peter walked on the water. You're walking on the water. Don't listen to the howling winds. Don't look down at the water. Don't look at the skies. Look at the word. The word said so. So shall it be. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. God is calling you to a deep. There's a deep to respond. Amen. Oh, praise God. If all the deep you got has been satisfied, then stay where you are. But for me in my house, for me there's something else more than what this he sees. There's a land beyond the river, the prophet said. Do you believe that? My Father worketh hitherto and I work. It's been spoken. It is here and so shall it be. Oh, my. Speak the word. That's where we are here. Now your mind say, well, I don't see nothing. Who asked your mind in the first place? I don't care what your mind says. I caught those thoughts already. Amen. Praise God. Well, I still look the same. Sure, you look the same. But who's looking at your flesh? We're looking at what God said. You see that tree out there is uprooted. Well, then you're planted. And you're healed. You shall be filled. God said so. It's got to be. Amen. Oh, let's give him a love offering. I love him. I love him. Every eye closed. The love of God. He ain't finished yet, you know. Just want you to thank him now by loving him for what he's done for you. Amen. Like Brother Branham said, you make mistakes, get up from there. Praise God. Don't worry about it. Go on. Forgive me, Lord. Try me one more time. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. If I fall or if I fail, let me rise and try again. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. That's where you are. Fall in love with Jesus now.